all the way live right now, yo. But to vibe out real quick. This song right here is called All the Above. My brother Eddie Kane. Produced by my man's Big Ghost.
The alcohol washed the tears away.
Yes. Episode 50.
The marriage ain't ease all the pain.
Lie.
One of my dear friends caught a body. I see fear all in his face. Sometimes we lose ourselves chasing money.
Yeah.
Help me find a way. I wanna make a change, I do, but I can't do that today. They call me a hoodlum, ghetto thug. Well, fuck it, I'm all of the above.
You're all of the above, baby. Yeah.
I'm all of the above.
I am. Been there.
I'm all of the above. Yeah. Shit, I'm dealing with. Pour another one. My friend died before he got to live.
Why?
His mother cried tears into my arm. Broke down myself, I couldn't hold it in. We don't know the rules to survival.
I do not own the copyrights to this right here.
But deep down,
it's real live, exclusive. You know how I do on this. Live.
I was born to be.
Yeah.
I can't hide from shit. They call me hoodlum, ghetto boy of love.
Yes. Yes. Yes, indeed. Welcome you all to the Real Life Talk Podcast Platform Radio Show. I'm the host, the Real Live One. One of one. No need to compare me to none. I'm Live Ty Handles. Ty Live Handles. Yes, indeed. Very blessed to be here. Yeah, very blessed to be here. All praises due to the Most High. The Most Live, for real. Thank you for this opportunity. We here with episode 50, season 5, all the way live, 365, for real, yo. Yeah. A lot going on, yo. 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 It's gonna be all good. Really ain't helpful. But sometimes I look around, I be really thankful. I got a lot of people that's worth nothing. Yeah, ain't no price on them. They really on priceless level. That mean that they best on it. I'm done with the shit. I'm ready to end. Different level when they come to this, cause I'm one of the ones, you hear me? You feel me? You know it. I'm clearly the one that's not really done the Alright, my bad, y'all. I had to do what I do. It's that kind of vibe right now. For those who are day ones and real live ones, first of all, shout out to my Real Live Talk family that listen, tune in, tap in. But for those who exist, the Brethren Fest that represents on this podcast platform right here, his mother passed away today. And it's the irony of it all is she passed away on the day that is her and her husband's 47th anniversary. Wow. You know what I mean? Like she held on just for that right there to make it the 47th year anniversary. But I'm just going to speak on it real quick on that. Shout out to Brethren Fats. real loud condolences to you and yours. You know, my mother is still alive. I lost my father. One is not less painful than the other. So, struggle is real. So I'm letting brethren know that, hey, I ain't one of the ones that, you know, ask the cliche questions and say the dumbass shit. Like, I know he ain't good. You okay? No, he's not. He's not. And it's okay for that to be the case. I'm still not okay from the losses I've suffered. Whether they were today, 5 years ago, 6 years ago, 10, 12, 15, 30. Don't matter. If you mean something to me, stay grieving. You know? But anyway, shout out to Brethren Fast, man, and his family during this real life shit of the loss that they just suffered. So. Okay. Perfect beat to come on right here. Yeah, I'm just vibing real quick. I'm gonna get into what the topic is. I'm about to take a real live flip. But to combine the combo, real live talk, real dope time stories with the combo. Wanna go there, wanna spark deep shit with the kind of matters in the heart. It could get dark, yeah, it could get light too. Yeah, if you see the fucking light through, everybody don't wanna do the do. What it comes to takes to be a better you. Listen to me, victims we hear. All of the trickers, all of the rear, thinking a lot of them, looking the rear, asking them questions of what us did. They be the hunkin' the craziest to me. I be like, damn, what the deal with you, Ruby? You looking all crazy, acting unruly. You ain't helping none a bit when it comes to me. Here you go. They really know. And when I think, this how I go. Yo, all right. Real quick, my bad. I had to vibe again real quick. You know, it's one of them situations right here. But yes, indeed, on this episode right here, this topic, about to combine my real live talk and my real live adult time stories situation real quick. It's right on time, too, because it always comes down to some shit like this. You hear me? And I'm going to try my hardest not to go too complex for those that don't, not even for those, just for all my real live talk podcast, platform, radio show supporters and listeners, and my real live adult time stories and conversations, listeners and supporters. So, at the end of the day, what I'm about to get into is all the way real live talk. And this instrumental right here is the perfect situation for it. So I'm gonna keep it on the repeat, you know what I mean? Cause it's helping with my thoughts. The way they flow. And that means everything for me. You know what I mean? But I don't even think I want to title this shit. I'm just going to talk to you. You know what I mean? Because that's what my core essence is telling me to do at this point right here. And we have a whole lot of damaged, you know, that's the proper word to say, damaged, jaded, wounded, individuals out here, male and female. One's not greater than the other on this one I'm talking about right here. Triggers are very easy to be bop, you know what I mean? And at some point, and I'm speaking, you know, on this podcast platform right here, keep it all the way real live with self-reality, the people in life, unapologetically, so. Dealing with self, hey, I can say it. I'm guilty of this too a little bit. But I operate on a different frequency with minds, what I'm about to get into. At some fucking point, you gotta be all the way cool at the decision that you made and not be a total disrespectful, rude ass fucking villain trying to disguise yourself as a victim because it didn't go your way. Folks gotta stop being on some devilic ass shit to everybody else except the person that caused this motherfucking trauma. Just because you didn't get the person and convert the person and manipulate the person and control the person that you idealistically foreseen as being that one for you. You gotta stop it. It's just disgusting, huh? Like, come on now, for real? You gotta stop that shit, huh? And own up to the decision you made. And if kids are involved, you really need to be a little bit more mature than the average individual when it comes to this shit. So one thing's for sure, two things for certain, in most situations. You've seen some red flags pop off during the courting situation that would let you know you should not create a child with this individual. Like, for real, man, male and female, I'm going to keep saying it. Both are guilty of this dumb shit. You seen the mistake, man, look, hey. And we just talk about that part right there. But just folks dating and shit, and no kids came out of the situation, their skill was some red flags that were very much visible and recognizable. And all the way in your face before you decided to still put this work in and this time in and these emotions in and this and that and then and then and then and then and for somebody that's undeserving. And then a lot of us still be dealing with the individual that fucking failed us. So you really keep the mixed emotion and disappointment and resentment all the way key and at bay, you know what I mean, at bay. Oh, yeah. But for y'all. Woo. So cut that shit out. That's all I'm saying on that. Happens too much. And it always starts most of the time. I bring up individuals that share children with the individual that caused this damage, this specific type of damage, because that type of damage dictates how they date outside of who they have kids with or a child with. You understand? And when there's multiple sources involved, that really makes it a different kind of level difficult. Ladies, I'm going to go ahead and say this because I'm a real live man and I'm not going to be one of those individuals that don't say exactly what the fuck need to be said on this one here. Because it's the truth. A lot of you have, yeah, I took a little quick pause on that one. A lot of you have developed a very live wall and force field in your mind based on the decisions you made on the man you chose to have a baby with. Boom. A lot of times, if you don't have a handle on that, you're going to make the same decision with individuals that you didn't have a kid with or, you know, escaped that situation with, but you still been kicking it with them and shit, trying to make, you know, build a better little situation on that. I get what it is going on that. Okay, let's go ahead and skip on, skip the doot, the loot, 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 loot. It is what it is. But if you failed on the kid's dad part, and didn't heal yourself the correct way before you went back out here on the dating scale. Oh, hey. See, that's crazy, y'all. Yeah. Y'all do that on all men or dog situations, but most of y'all women be so live and in heat. You keep that fucking attitude. Like, the best way to get over somebody old is to get under or on top of someone new mentality and be wondering why the fuck your frequencies and energy is all the way off balance. Your pH sucks. Nothing worse. I'm gonna say this shit. Nothing worse than knowing what type of spirits you are dealing with based on just how you motherfucking taste and smell during physical interactions. Wow. Nothing worse. As a man, I'm saying that shit. A lot of other men, maybe they ain't saying they agree with me. I don't know. I can't speak for all men. I'm telling you, that shit is disgusting. I know exactly what you drink, how much you drink of it, what you don't have enough of. Please, man. Fuck out of here. And to be all the way super blunt, those individuals that get that clean, watery smelling shit all the time, but yeah, you suspect too. Your body count is ridiculous. You play with the motherfucking sex shit on a different kind of level. And just because you have a good awareness of how to keep yourself all the way cool and cleansed, you forget there's still some shit called energy that reveals it all. All right. Wow. My shit, man. At some point, man, you gotta quit letting shit be triggers. At some point, you gotta stop being on that bullshit. This ain't no shot. If it don't fit, don't commit. Don't have a fucking way you feel about it. You hear me? But if it do strike a little nerve and you think I might be talking about you, I am. But I'm being respectful with it. And if you come at me with disrespect, even though I'm being respectful and not name dropping, even dropping clues and hints of who I may even or may not be even talking about. Because at the end of the day, the beginning of the day, the middle of the day, I'm talking about me. It's all about me when it comes to healing. It's all about me when it comes to feeling great. It's all about me creating my own motherfucking way out of this bullshit abyss that'll fuck you up if you let it. Try liking people a little bit more versus always loving somebody just because they make you come a lot more. Fuck out of here. To like somebody means a whole lot more than to love somebody. Because love is unconditional and second nature if you're a real live human. Some of y'all be out here on that whack ass time frame and energy frequency that'll fuck shit up. And when I say fuck shit up, not stop nothing, but it brings a different kind of algorithm and energy onto what the real live true reality is when it comes to human dynamics. Hey, ladies that like to get real nasty and buck with other ladies, especially you ladies that are both pretty, and not one of you are trying to be a man and the other one is trying to be the formula. No, you two, your lipstick ones. I'm talking to you pretty ass ones, sexy as fuck ones. Look at me. Hey, listen to me real quick. Listen to me. That's all well and good. You're definitely one of one energy when it comes to that kind of live shit there. But don't you ever, ever for 1 second think that you're better off without that sausage being involved in that live ass spread. Shut the fuck on up with that. And for you chicks that go for the manly looking chicks that are still pretty as fucking got fat asses and pretty ass pussies, they just choose to act like they one of me. No, y'all need to cut that out. Stop that shit. That shit's getting out of hand right there. Y'all are ridiculous, man. Yeah, cut it out. I'm not gonna even speak on the homosexual shit. I want a members only club that ain't no all boys club. I want a motherfucking unisex style when it comes to that. It's time to showcase the real live level of men and women organically linking up the right way. A alike, B alike, so you see and D alike, and it makes it all the way E. You know what I mean? Simple ass shit right there. On some Sesame Happy Days shit right there. Fuck out of here. Yes, indeed, I do. I want my own members only club that consists of unisex levels. Comfortable silence, you know. Get used to that sometimes, you know. Quit doing that bullshit, man, y'all. You know? Stop fucking with the enemy just because they are familiar to you, you know what I mean? You refuse to, you don't want to get out your comfort zone. Shit's goofy out here. You don't know how to adapt and evolve, you're gonna always fail and fall. You know what I mean? Simple and plain, plain and simple. Get over your shit. That's what it comes down to. We all got our live ass past. We all got our triggers. But some of us need to start being all the way accountable about why who you choose or who you want to choose and they choose you as well might not be clicking the way it's supposed to be clicking. You know, look at that shit. I know it, me. Why I'm so open-minded to what I'm open-minded to right now. In my real life, dating life, whatever. Matters of the heart. See, I'm an individual. I'm a man. A real man. A real father, a real dad that has multiple children's mothers. And a real live, beautiful bouquet of children. My children are beautiful, amazing, smart, talented, one of ones, difference makers. And I'm not selfish enough to sit there and take the credit for all that. You know, teamwork makes the dream work. And with that mentality, sometimes it throws off individuals and shit because I'm naturally attracted to women that have children, but I'm not with the children's dads. There's no drama when it comes to that shit. None of that, you know what I mean? They really are not with you. They are here single. Now, if they're giving that individual some pussy still, I don't know. You know what I mean? I can't control that, but I know they ain't with them. So, some individuals know how to control their shit, some don't. Some like the messy shit, some like the drama, some like all that bullshit, chaos. There's some other individuals that have a handle on their shit. I'm not fucking any of my children's mothers right now. They haven't for years. Have I had thoughts about it? Yeah, sometimes. Because I'm only human. And at times, I'm a mental individual. So my wild ass live imagination makes me think about the good times of the good times. Because I keep the whole real life energy of being proud to be a father and a dad all the way in my system. So I wouldn't be that way if I didn't share the live, intimate, passionate, unapologetic, pornographic fucking moments with your asses. So sometimes, hey, I'll think about it. Think about it twice, maybe even three times. But I'll never compromise myself to beg you for shit. I don't have to do that with other goddesses and empresses and queens out here. Some of the company I keep rattles y'all cages. Because it's a reminder that I ain't by myself. I just don't rub it in your face. My children's talk, especially my boys, because they see the most. They're naturally involved in all of the moves. My daughters know some things because I just share it with them freely, but my sons be there live in the flesh to see what they see. And they know their dad ain't playing no games. They know their dad's being very, very, very systematic this time based on my mistakes in the past with their mothers. And because I can't control the whole situation of the algorithms, I can only control what I foresee for my real life future and present. And I laugh at the past, but I very much embrace the great energy that the past has created in my present life. That makes sense. I hope it does. I'm not just babbling and talking shit right now. I'm letting you know how I'm pretty much letting you know that it is possible to get over some dumb shit. Bad decisions. And still be all the way cool, comfortable in your skin. And you base that on who you meet after. You know what I'm saying? Well, I met some amazing women after these failed relationships. But I don't call it really a failure on the whole totality of it all. Nah. It's not a failure on that level. It's actually a beautiful ass accident. A purposeful accident. Yeah. Oh man, it's about to get interesting, y'all. I never combined the two platforms, but I like what I'm talking about right now. I'm not gonna continue though to bore you. Nah, I'm being silly. But yeah, let me go ahead and shut it down real quick. Spoke enough. More of these live ass segments on the Real Live Talk is coming to you though. I'm trying to comfortably think. I want to ask my listeners and supporters out there, should I incorporate the two, Real Live Talk and Real Live Adult Time Stories, or should I keep them separate? I already have an idea how to do both. I mean, it'd be comfortable, but I like to include y'all on this one right here, you know? I'm going to be very adamant on getting a poll going on that one. The Matters of the Heart, when I speak on the Adult Time Stories and Conversations podcast platform, it's not catering to one specific gender. It's not catering to one specific sexual preference on the physical attraction. So, show range. I don't just talk about the fairy tale shit. I don't just keep it porno. I got some toxic stuff. I got some deep stuff. I got some real live, mind-boggling, life-changing, life-altering passion going on when it comes to that platform. But I have the same thing going on when it comes to the Real Live Talk. Because the Real Live Talk is life. Personal journal shit. The level that a lot of folks in podcasts, content creators, don't want to even dwell in and bang in. Everybody like to do what they do. And I'm just going to leave it at that. But I do what I do. And I don't wear no mask. I don't sit up and act like my struggle is different. Well, it is different. But my struggle is more deep and defining than other individuals. No, I try to come on a like-minded situation. Like-minded, you know, mentality, I should say, when it comes to that. And I'm trying to be very fair to myself. Very unapologetic with that. Fair to myself with expressing the acknowledgement and the knowledge and the understanding and the recognition and the acceptance of who I am and what I've been through, and don't mind sharing it with all of you. Unapologetically. I hope you are able to do the same when it comes to your own individual situations that you are going through in this life shit, for real. So, real life salute to you all. Aim to be the best version of yourself. If you know you'll be different without it, then do what you have to do to keep it. But don't compromise yourself in the process of it all. And I mean compromise yourself, meaning do not go outside of your moral compass. A lot of you haven't developed what your moral standards are, meaning what really are you about? What is it? What will you accept and what won't you accept? What are deal breakers? Red flag recognition is all the way ignited and activated for real. Red flag recognition. And I see quite a bit with the individuals I'm dealing with. Individuals I'm dealing with. Shit I've seen and represent. Have a different level of I date with intention. I ain't about to be nobody's emotional punching bag. I'm not about to be none of that shit. I'm not about to be a savior. I'm not about to be that. No, I'm not. I'm not. I see everything. Even if you think I ain't peeping it. All right. I'm Live Tie Handles, y'all. This is going to be interesting. That's all I'm going to say. And keep on saying. I've seen enough. I know enough. To stay consistent with being comfortable in my own skin. I'm not saying I'm a know-it-all, but I know what I know about me. Shit is all the way cool and progressing. The acknowledgement separates me from the others, the adversaries, maybe even foes, definitely ops. See you on the flip side, bitches. No, I was kidding. Let me quit. All right, y'all, man. Y'all be real live with yourself so you know how to do it with others. Be careful. Be focused. Be intentional with morals, standards, and the honor code, if you even know what that is, or whatever. And definitely be sucker-free if you know how to be. But keep your head up like your nose is bleeding. Shout out to the live brethren. The real live Philly Flyer, Apache Boy. Guam, this ain't all. Pop this in. Live out. Flip it a little bit. Thank you. Fly Pain melodic, beautiful ass music right here. I love it. Live out.